Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry about that. We're back. We just had a loss of power for internet there for a second. Let's see if we can reconnect with the team, LaToya.
Yes, I'm here, Michael. I'm here.
Okay, great. We just lost my internet connection there for a second there, so we apologize for that. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, are you there?
I am. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Morning Show team. Good morning, Detroit.
Great, great. Thank you. I apologize for that. I saw it coming. I knew it was about 30 seconds before we went off. I kind of was getting the indication that we were getting ready to drop offline. Okay. All right. Kimberly, as our callers they're gradually jumping back on the line. Let's tell us about our topic for the day.
So thank you, Michael. Our topic for today is mental health during the pandemic, how to have a peaceful state of mind. And what Henrietta was discussing, what you guys were discussing before we went off for a moment about the armed protest, it has a lot of people anxious. A lot of people saw people with guns being angry, storming the Capitol, and we saw our legislators in bulletproof vests casting their votes. And it was distressing. We have been in this pandemic, it seems, now for several months, but it's only been, I think, about a month and a half, so maybe 6-7 weeks at this point. And it is distressing to people. People are hearing reports in other places that there are outbreaks of the virus at meatpacking plants, so people are concerned about food. We learned early on in Michigan that for unemployment, the numbers, the director for the Unemployment Insurance Agency said they took in more unemployment claims, I think, in the span of a week than they had in the entire year before. And so people are stressing. People are anxious. People are agitated. People are nervous, and they're concerned. And so I just want to talk a little bit about some of the things that we can do to make ourselves feel peaceful, to make ourselves feel calm, that even though around us seems to be going haywire, we can still be calm on the inside because God still sits on the throne.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we do plan on talking about this more later this month, but it's so important now, Kimberly, to address things as soon as possible, because all this social distancing is really disconnecting us. We're not built for this, you know.
You're right, we're not. And one of the things that people always want to do, whether you're grieving, whether you're sad, even when you're happy and you're celebrating, you want to connect with other people. And we have to sort of be creative now in how we do that. We can't necessarily physically touch people the same way that we could before, so we have to be creative. But the one thing that we can do is connect to the Creator. And so let me, as missionary would say, we're going to start off with a word from the Lord. Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Whatever you are struggling with, whatever you need, ask God in Jesus' name and it shall be given to you. Again, we know it's chaotic and it's stressful, but we should have peace within ourselves. But the one thing that we have to remember, in order to have peace, we have to take care of ourselves. I can tell you that this last week for trying to educate from home and doing this remote learning, it's rough because the assignments are getting more difficult. Some of them have concepts that my kids haven't gone through yet, so I'm teaching. It's not, as some teachers have said, it's review. No, it's not review. We're teaching. And there are a lot of parents that are feeling very frustrated right now. We're trying to keep up with family work. We're trying to keep up to date with the news so that we can know what's going on. But all of that can be overwhelming. So the first thing that I want us to think about is let's be mindful of where we are and who we are, and let's focus on our blessings. Take a deep breath. Be still. Be silent. There is so much noise around us, and that noise comes from the Capitol with protesters. It comes from our daily news briefings that we get, from hearing the statistics of how many people have died, who has it, who doesn't, what states are opening up, what states aren't opening up, whose cases are going up, whose cases are going down, where it's working, where it's not, whether or not we're going to have a vaccine or not, how much longer we're going to have to stay in quarantine or not. Let's be still and be silent. The sun is out today. God still sits on the throne. Next, pray. Open your Bible. Everybody has a smartphone. There are all kinds of Bible apps. They give you every version, from New American Standard, King James Version, English Standard Version. There's even one called the Common English Bible that talks just the way we do right now. You can get the word any way that you need to. Reach out to your friends and family. Go for a walk. This is my favorite. Go for a walk. When it was warm yesterday, it was almost 80 degrees, and I went for a walk, and it was wonderful. Sunshine, moving your body, lifts your spirit. Even if you do some exercise, whatever it is, yoga, weights, running, whatever, and rest. Get sleep. We all need sleep. And this whole situation is making us anxious, but we need sleep to restore our minds and our bodies. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. God talks about depression. He talks about anxiety. He talks about being there for us when we need him. This issue is so important that on Friday, Governor Whitmer announced new resources. Two of them is, you can go to michigan.gov/staywell, STAYWELL. It has a whole list of mental health resources for people, and that's michigan.gov/staywell. Or you can text RESTORE, 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 to 741741. Again, that's RESTORE to 741741. And be given a list of resources. Right now, everybody is anxious. We have to guard our minds. There's a reason that is talked about in the Bible, because if you guard your mind, you can take care of everything else. Illnesses, stress, whatever it is, all of those things work counteractive against your body and brings on sickness. And so as we think about being still, praying, being mindful, taking a deep breath, getting out and getting some exercise or some sunshine, let's do that so that we can take care of ourselves, so we can continue to take care of our community. But I want to open it up, because I know you guys are doing things that are helping you. So, LaToya, what is something that you do to help yourself stay at peace during this time?
Well, I just recently started my own podcast, and so yesterday was my second episode. So just working on the production of that show each week is giving me an outlet. Of course, I love to cook. That gives me a great outlet. At the end of the evenings, I can go in the kitchen, prepare a meal, and that's very therapeutic for me. And then I have my arts and crafts that I'm working on. So in addition to that, I've also started a love mission where when I'm out in the community and I have to go grocery shopping, I always tip the bagger, the young boy that packs my bags. Before the pandemic even hit, I would usually give them like $5. Well, now that we're in this pandemic, I will give maybe $20 as a tip. So just doing small things like that, small acts of kindness, keeping myself busy around the house, all of it helps me tremendously get through this tough time, because I am a hugger. I love to touch people. I'm a people person. So this is not easy for me to be secluded in my home, and I can't even hug and touch people. So those are the ways that I am dealing with our pandemic right now.
Thank you, LaToya. And I'm a hugger too. And so it's the same thing. When you go out and you see somebody, you're like, hey, oh, we can't hug, we can't touch. It does make it difficult to do. But Henrietta, what are some things that you are doing to stay peaceful during quarantine?
Well, basically everything LaToya said, with the exception of I have my boards that I've set up for, you know, Black women in home care. I'm now a new member, board member with Empowered Alliance. And so, you know, being able to still help the community through these platforms has been very therapeutic for me. And like you ladies said, I'm a hugger. I love to be around people. I love engaging. It was weird because a couple of my activist friends stopped by surprisingly yesterday, and they were out delivering food. Now, mind you, I don't really need a lot of food. It's just really me here. Since my grandkids have not been able to come over, I don't buy a lot of stuff. But it was so heartwarming to get a knock on my door and see the people that I work with thinking of me in that way. And it was just so weird because we couldn't hug each other. Like, we were so, every time we get together, we would just hug on each other and touch each other's face and just be so happy to be around each other. And when we couldn't do that, it was weird because we had to keep that 6-foot distance. So for me to counteract that, I stay busy with my board. Like LaToya, I love to cook, so I'm always creating new dishes. I'm starting to paint my kitchen, and I'm, you know, I got some paint out the basement. So I'm finding little projects around the house to do to keep myself busy. As when the weather has started getting better, I'm going out for walks more. As you know, as I was out yesterday, I loved it. The sun was on my neck. It was on my face. I was able to walk my neighborhood and see some normalcy of people sitting on their porches and kids riding their bikes. I posted it up yesterday, and it was just a beautiful feeling to see that. But for me, just staying busy, keeping my mind active with all the stuff that's going on and still engaging my community through a lot of the Zoom calls and house projects, like I mentioned, painting, fixing things. I'm a handy woman, so I know how to fix a sink. And just really keep it busy until we're able to really get back out there. I really miss my grandchildren. My daughters have been FaceTiming me with my grandbabies, and I was so upset because I haven't seen my grandson in about 2 months, and his boy has a beard. And I'm like, oh, my God, you look like a man. I literally started crying when I got off that video because I'm like, oh, my God, we are losing time with our families, though. So it was refreshing to be able to do that with them. And keep it busy mentally. As you all know, I had 2 anxieties attacked last week. And I think a lot of it had to do with this distress of not being able to reach my community when they reach out to me and still being nervous and worried about my family and children when they're out here as first responders. Still dealing with, you know, the possibility of catching this virus. So that mental trip for me was like I had to really strengthen myself and come out of that fear because I was bound by fear. And I'm so glad it's sunny now because I can get out of these 8 walls and go and see some life outside of this house.
That is so absolutely on point, Henrietta. It is difficult when you can't see your family, and I understand when you have little ones and grandchildren that you can't see, it is distressing, especially time can move very quickly, and it looks like they have grown 10 years in 2 months, and you're like, oh, my goodness, I've missed so much. But you got a chance to touch base with them yesterday. So that's the blessing. So we look for the blessings within this quarantine, and I hope and pray that this week is better for you than last week was, that you don't have anxiety attacks, because anxiety attacks are difficult to manage, especially with all that's going on. But, Michael, what are you doing to keep or maintain a peaceful state of mind?
Well, of course, you know, God is in control, and that's one of the things that gives you that peace of mind, because, you know, we're limited in what we can do, and you have to understand your limitations and that we cannot just go out and make everything better right now. So really, peace of mind comes, as you said, from knowing that God is in charge. He's in control of everything. And that's number one. And, you know, some things you all have mentioned already, you do need quiet time to yourself and to take your mind off a lot of the bad news. Don't watch cable news all day long, you know, 24/7. And go outside and get some fresh air. So there's some basic things that we can do, but it starts with the foundation, and that is a foundation that knowing that God is the foundation. He's the rock. He's the anchor, and that's the key, and the, you know, for a peace of mind.
Absolutely, absolutely. And remember, having peace, even though everything around you may be seemingly to go haywire or be chaotic or out of order, whatever it is, you can be peaceful within yourself. You can remain calm. So I ask or hope that each person that's listening to us over the phone or online, that this week will be peaceful for you, that you will take some of these tips, use them to help yourself, and that when we come out of this, that we will be mentally stronger than we were when we went in.
Great, great. Thank you so much. How powerful and helpful that is. We need this morning, and we're glad that you're a part of the show, Kimberly. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great, great. Skye Covington is on the line. Skye Covington is one of these renowned singers here in Metro Detroit, and I was able to catch part of her performance a few months ago. Thanks, Henrietta, for putting me on to and connecting me with Skye Covington. Skye Covington's on the line. Good morning, Skye Covington. How are you today?
Good morning. I am very, very good.
Great.
Very
Henrietta
good
is
morning.
With us here right now, too. And I just
Hello,
actually got I just
Good
actually
morning,
got
darling.
Confirmation that you were going to be on the show this morning as I was talking to Kimberly, and then I saw your number pop up. Unfortunately, we did not have a chance to download the music, and we will definitely get to that next Sunday. But I wanted to get into a little bit of what you're doing. You got some new music coming out. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing right now.
Right now I'm home loving on my family and working on a short poem and haiku book.
Okay, you're a poet too. All right.
Yes, I'm a poet first. I've been working on that. And in January, I produced along with some great musicians my first traditional jazz CD in January. And I've been excited about just putting that out on the world, trying to preserve the legacy of jazz is pretty much what I've been kind of focusing on lately.
Well, Henrietta is one of your biggest fans. Henrietta, you've seen Skye perform.
Yet.
I've seen her before. Tell us what you feel about Skye.
Oh my God, I love this girl. I love this queen. Let me tell you, when I tell you she has a spirit of an angel, and that's not just because I love her dearly like that. She truly has an aura around her that if anybody meets her, you're going to feel this warmth that comes off of her naturally. That covering like an angel was hovering over you. She is just one loving person. Her music, that voice, let me tell you something. I was at work before all this happened, and I was playing her CD at my desk, and I kid you not. And one of the coworkers flew around to my cubicle and said, wait a minute, you playing Skye Covington? I said, yeah. Aww. She said, girl, do you have another CD? I said, I sure do. I'll bring it to work tomorrow. She said, oh, my God, I love her. And it was so refreshing to be like, yeah, that's everybody knows who Skye is. She heard your music, and she flew to my space to hear it. And she actually borrowed the CD after I listened to it throughout the day. We was going back and forth with it. So when I tell you she has the voice of Billie Holiday and Nina Simone, put together with her own sultry kick to it. Baby, you got to hear Miss Scott Covington perform, because she ain't no joke on that stage, and I just love her.
Sky, you are very classy. You are very classy. You have a classy show. I mean, the kind of show you think, like, you do a show for millionaires, to be honest. It's a great, classy show. Tell us about the music, and, you know, like I said, we'll definitely play some cuts next week, but All of Me, and there's a couple here that you sent me. Tell us about some of the music that you are doing now.
Well, I've been very blessed this far to be noted as one of the jazz singers in Detroit, and I'm so humbled by that. And I wanted so much to, and I want so much to continue the preservation of jazz. I got a little stuck with exactly how I wanted to, or what I wanted to portray to my music community, and to, you know, me being a mother, a wife, and all of those titles that we wear throughout our life. And jazz just, it puts me in a very, it just makes me feel very nostalgic, and some of the best music came from that time. So I find myself just wanting to sing those traditional tunes to my people. And it's just,
you kind of bring that era right back. You bring it when you do a show.
Yes, thank you so much.
It puts you into that time frame, that mode, and it's like, wow, and it's so relaxing, and it's so classy. How long have you been doing this, and when did you start?
I started performing just in church. I first started at Westside Unity over on Joy Road when I was a kid, and then we just started to just sing all the time. It's singing for me is a blessing from God, and I don't take having that particular gift, like we all have, I don't take it for granted. I'm just very grateful that God gave that to me, and then to find my niche in jazz, I feel very at home now as far as the music community is concerned, and as far as what I want to see and portray on stage, it fits like a nice shoe.
Well, Henrietta, isn't it safe to say she's not just a singer, but she's a performer. The fashions, she's got this sensual, erotic presence. I'm trying to explain it to people, but they gotta see you. Aren't you ready to get back out and perform?
Yes, I'm ready to get back out. What I've been doing is kind of getting familiar with the new, what's going to happen next in the music industry, and a lot of that is going to have to come from live feeds. So I'm beginning to get used to doing those live shows on the internet, and so I've been doing a few shows in my living room, and I will be doing the Satin Doll review. I think May 10th. I don't call it Mother's Day; I call Honor Thy Mothers a day to celebrate and honor thy mothers on that day. But we're gonna ultimately we were gonna do it at the Tangent. But of course, with God doing His work, it's a lot. You know, we have to be a little more creative. So we're
We just got about a 60 seconds left. I just wanted, what can we do to find out more about you? Website.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay, so you can go to skycovington.net. You can also go to my official page on Facebook. Featuring Sky Covington on Instagram. And thank you so much for having me. I love you both.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We're having you. We want you to come back. We want you to come back.
Okay,
and
I want to come
back. Have your music all set, so we'll definitely do this again. Thank you so much. And Henrietta, thanks for putting this together.
You.
Thank you,
You're
guys.
Welcome.
We'll see you next Sunday here on the Michael Vantool Show, 9 o'clock. God bless you. Have a great day.
God
see
bless
you later.
Bye, everyone.